What's up, everyone? Welcome to another edition of Theron's Thoughts. My name is Theron Shetty. These are my thoughts. Hope you guys are doing well. I thought I would do an audio recording today because my eye is messed up. I can't keep my eye open, my left one. I don't know what happened last night. It was so bad. Like, I actually had a dream where I had like a stuck contact lens in my eye. And I don't know what it is, but anyways, I hope this will have to do for today. But I've been following this Kanye West stuff. I don't know how many people follow the news, but I actually bought a Yeezy hat, a Balenciaga hat from the Gap store. I've got this black hat, and I bought this before Kanye went nuts. And I wanted to talk about fame and, like, because Kanye West clearly has some mental stuff going on right now. And he's an immensely talented artist. And I want to invite the debate, is there a correlation between fame and going crazy? Especially famous people who I know, and they kind of change as a person. Change in the sense of I'm no longer friends with them. Like, they're nice. Like, I see them, they say hi. But there's clearly something different about them, almost as if, and this is my hypothesis, that they don't trust their universe. They don't trust their relationships. They don't trust their close circle. I booked this Disney show years ago, and that's when, you know, these lawyers started to approach me for representation, and like my team started slowly increasing. And then the show didn't go anywhere, and everyone kind of just left. But that was a brief, fleeting moment. But imagine that show became a big hit. Imagine I became biggest Disney star on the planet. How distorted my reality would have become. And I think that's the thing with Kanye West. I mean, obviously, these are thoughts that he's harbored, because you don't just say, you know, anti-Semitic things, which is completely horrible. I'm just guessing maybe he believes that he can say whatever he wants because he's insanely rich. I mean, he was a billionaire with that Adidas deal. As people know, he's got multiple endorsements and business dealings. And by the way, I've worked behind the scenes for celebrities. It's not them. They've got teams of people who are on this, who know how to capitalize, monetize. Because name recognition is everything, especially if you're a talented artist, which I can't deny that the guy's not talented. But with power comes responsibility. I mean, this is like a Spider-Man comic book. You've got to be responsible with your power. What you say affects, I mean, could be millions. I mean, young children, fans. Even if you're not a fan, that can still affect you in some capacity. Like, it'll bleed into your subconscious. I understand why these agencies, I think CAA has dropped him. That was his client. UTA, I used to work there. I actually remember Kanye coming in for a meeting. I think they repped him at some point. And Jeremy Zimmer, another guy I have a story about. Like, he wrote a letter and he said, you know, we're against him. Ari Emanuel, WME, all the big guys. These guys, like, are huge in Hollywood. And I don't blame them. I mean, you can't blame them. You can't say anti-Semitic stuff with impunity. The gates are coming down on Kanye. I don't think it's going to affect him, honestly. Spotify has denounced him, but has not taking down his music. Look, the Trump stuff, look, whatever, man. He's political. I don't really care what he believes in. That's fine. But when you start going after a race of people, I mean, come on. That's a bit out there. And you would think, like, Kanye has handlers who can kind of check him, but apparently the guy's just, you know, free reign. He's like this out-of-control comment. He just says whatever he wants, which must be liberating for him to say whatever he wants. But at the same time, you know, dude, you gotta be careful what you say, because, you know, young people are are listening. The Jewish people have gone through a lot. And they don't need this shit. This needs to be addressed, and it is. And Kanye needs to be checked. Because you can't say the shit he's saying right now online on these platforms. And I've watched some of these debates he's had online to defend himself, and it doesn't add up to me. Like, he tries to equate it to, hey, you know, black people have gone through... Yeah, I totally understand that. I mean, hate does not mean you can create more hate. We don't need that, especially now. Hope you guys have a great day. We'll talk soon. Bye.